How you going, guys? Just sliding in here before the show begins to deliver a quick announcement. Spotify have decided to give us more money. They're basically in love with us. I mean, we've been together for the past year, so I guess it kind of makes sense. It's getting pretty serious. But anyway, basically the situation is that the audio version of the podcast will now be released exclusively on Spotify, so you can't listen to it anywhere else. And the video version will be released on Spotify 1 week before it comes out on YouTube. So on Spotify, it's out a week before it's out on YouTube. So if you want these episodes fresh, Spotify is the place to go. In all seriousness, I don't know if this podcast would be able to exist without Spotify's support, and we are all so thrilled to be partnering with them. We're thrilled to be partnering with them again. Be sure to follow The Misfits on Spotify to get new episodes in your library early. The podcast is free to listen to on Spotify, there's no change to ads, and you'll get early access to video episodes and bonus content. Listen and watch new episodes of The Misfits every Tuesday, only on Spotify. They made me say that. Enjoy the show. Kia ora. Welcome to the Misfits podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Caramel Sharon. He or she says, these nuts, haha, got them. What do you say about that, friends?
I believe it is supposed to be pronounced, these nuts.
Yeah, silly. That's not a word.
Gotti!
Gotti!
What is this, tomfoolery?
Well, these implying to a slur type way of saying these.
Slur. So it's offensive.
Oh, no, we're starting the
Yeah, these is offensive.
Am I going to get cancelled again?
Jeez.
Yeah, you shouldn't read things without Googling them first.
Oh.
How do we all feel about the fact that that meme is actually copyrighted on YouTube?
What?
These nuts?
These nuts. Ha, got him. Is actually copyrighted. You can't use it.
That makes me kind of angry.
That shit's crazy.
It makes me angry. How can you copyright memes?
Is it the guy who said these nuts got him?
I would say probably that like someone's been like, a big company's been like, oh, that's a good meme. People are going to use that. We're going to make money off that.
So, right. Well, you could name your nut company these nuts.
Yeah.
And then you could that's copyright actually, it.
I guess you could copyright the word if used on shirts and shit. But I think the actual audio, I talked to a guy that went viral on Vine like years and years ago. I don't want to name him because I don't know, but basically, he had a very viral clip and it was being posted all over the place. And like the clip itself was being parodied. And he told me that a company reached out to him and said, hey, like we can put this on like the copyright system on YouTube and we can just claim all of it for you and we can give you like 90% of the revenue. He was like, fuck yeah.
Mm.
And yeah. He made a fuck ton of money. So imagine that company probably goes around to like every big meme that gets put in videos and shit and just the audio clip and they just claim everything.
Wait, does that mean we need to censor the
thing that shall not be named?
Are we going to get no money from this podcast now because we said...
These nuts.
Should have said it just like him now. We're absolutely fucked. Jay's here.
Yo, what's going on, everyone?
Low confidence, Jay's here. Swagger's here.
How are you?
Toby's here.
I'm here.
Matt's here.
Yes.
Hello.
And Mason's here too.
Hello.
Welcome to the Low T podcast. We have no testosterone.
It's true.
That we do.
But you know who does? Those fighters we just watched just a few moments before upstairs. Yeah. We watched the Conor McGregor fight just now, and it was boring.
It was pretty
Come
boring.
On, dude.
Nah, it was a good fight. It was a good fight.
Dude, fighting is such an art.
It's primal.
It's martial art. Caveman locked in a cage.
Nah, you're right. I'm just taking the piss. It was actually quite an entertaining fight.
I like the guy that did the backflip.
Right before that was I forget. So
Michael Chandler.
Michael Chandler.
McGregor was going strong.
Yeah.
Who was he fighting? I've already forgotten his name.
Dustin Poirier,
American boy.
And
he started
strong. He started punching him in the head and then fucking knocked him back a bit. And then the guy just punched him back and then that was it.
That's it. McGregor was down. I mean, they're both the same age, though. So
yeah,
I was
going to say, it was very balanced.
It was an even fight.
They were like the same height and everything.
Yeah.
No, he had like 2 extra inches on his reach, but like, they're like the same. That's crazy.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like any of us know what we're talking about. Mason probably knows a little
like
bit.
Slightly.
I don't follow
MMA.
But
Muay Thai.
How did we used to fight saber-toothed tigers?
Well,
spears.
You did that?
I did that.
How did you used to do that?
Like... bow and arrows and stuff.
Oh, yeah, from a distance.
Yeah, from a distance. Like, you don't want to be like up in their face because they'll just bite you with their big teeth.
Why don't they just do that with MMA?
Yeah, they should use bow and arrows. Yeah, I feel like that would just like make it way easier.
Just crossbows in the range.
Why don't they use guns?
They shoot the bow and arrow and it goes through the chain link fence and the odd guy and just fucking hits Dana White.
Yeah, what I don't like about MMA is that it's too confusing. There's too many people throwing punches at the same time. It needs like a turn-based combat system like RuneScape.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. So it's like a damage bar.
Like every tick, it's just like, yeah.
It's too fast-paced, man.
See the people standing around putting bets on that shit.
Just staking, bro.
Staking.
Staking.
That's a staking.
When do you reckon the day will be when we have like proper robot fights in a ring?
I mean, there are.
Yeah, there was, what the fuck they used to call it? Battle Bots.
Oh,
they
remote control cars.
No, dude.
You're talking about like that movie Full Steel or whatever it's called.
I don't know what it's called.
Real Steel.
Yeah.
With the guys that control it.
Yeah.
That's a sick
robot.
Yeah.
They could probably, like, they could totally probably do that, but it kind of takes the fun out of it because, like, the whole, like, reason why people like to watch, like, those fights, like, people beating the shit out of each other is because they love it when blood is drawn. They love it when they see like brains rattling in other people's skulls.
Yeah, but like metal flying off and shit. Like,
oil splattering.
Yeah,
circuit boards
cool,
exposed.
But it's also it's more expensive to build, maintain, and repair those robots than it is for
than it
a
is
fucking
to pay an UFC fighter $50 million.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's true.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to pay the fighters.
Don't you think it takes away from like the art, like the whole martial art thing?
Well, no, they can coexist, right?
What's a better movie, Tekken or Transformers?
I've never seen Tekken, but I've seen Transformers. Okay. But which one?
I reckon Transformers.
Which Transformers movie?
All of them. They're all good.
Oh, yeah? And why is that?
Because it's just fucking robots punching on. It's hectic.
Transformers, it was kind of hectic.
Yeah. Like, they all turn into different machines and shit.
And cars and planes.
Like planes, yeah.
Are they still making that franchise? Are they still Transformers
Surely
movies coming
not,
out?
Nah, they had to have finished.
Fuck, dude, I don't know.
Who knows?
What a fucking weird concept. Robots from another planet that turn into cars. It's what like, the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. That is pretty weird.
They're like, how do we, there's just some guy who's like, oh, I have an idea for a toy. It's a robot that turns into a car. How do we market it? Let's make an entire franchise where that happens. Oh, well, what's the origin story? Yeah, they're from another planet.
Wait, what did they turn into when they were at their planet?
Cars.
Would they still have cars?
Cars.
I don't know. I'm not 8 years old, so I'm not caught up on the Transformers lore. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
But this makes no sense, because why would a robot need a car if it can turn itself into a car?
Exactly.
The way they turn into the car is they like scan a car and then they become that car.
Really?
So
I thought they were like predetermined.
I thought it was predetermined.
No, when they like in the first movie when they land, they like see like Optimus sees a truck and then becomes that truck.
And they do it to fit in, right? To blend in.
Oh.
So like what did they fucking turn into on their home planet? Did they just
alien
make
cars
so they could turn into them?
I think they were just robots back there. I don't think they turned into anything.
They were just weird naked robots.
Weird naked robots having kinky space
weird
sex.
Imagine a Transformer like crashes through the roof of like a porn studio and it sees a fucking machine, just like, I gotta blend in.
Optimus Prime becomes a Hitachi wand, just rolling down the street. Oh man.
Oh my god.
Oh, fuck.
Let's make that movie happen.
Yeah.
It's probably is a thing. Yeah.
I'll call me a Malkova. Yeah, it goes.
Oh man, how are we guys? How are we doing?
I'm
not
good.
Too bad. Pretty hot.
It is very hot in Australia right now. Very hot. Mason and I have just come back from a little adventure to Adelaide.
Yeah,
right.
Which was good fun.
It was very last, like, well, all our trips are last minute, but it was more like an unplanned adventure.
I was
adventure.
In the middle of stream, similar to your situation with the snow. I'm just enjoying myself. Ryan calls me. He's like, hey, we're going to Adelaide, man. I'm like, what?
No, he didn't tell you where you were going
first. Well, yeah.
He was like, oh, we're going somewhere. You want
to
come?
Yeah. Right? And I was like, do I have to? And he's like, yes. And essentially, I really didn't have to, but it was enjoyable.
And he told you it was like 2 hours away, didn't he?
Yeah, he said it was like, I was like, man, as long as it's not 5 hours away. Like,
wait, 2 hours? Adelaide's two?
There's
no,
a line.
Nah.
There's a line.
I was like, bro, it can't be 5 hours away. Like, I don't want to go. And he's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they went to... They came to Geelong.
Well, they picked me up first. I was called it the same day. I kind of knew that Ryan was going to Adelaide. I still didn't know if I wanted to come, but he sweet talked me, gave me the puppy dog eyes. I was like, fine, I'll come to Adelaide. So they got me. They got Chad, Mitchell, Peckett, Darcy, you know, a few other people. Nick was there. Kind of a little ragtag team. And we all got on the big old van that Ryan has, which is basically just gutted out four seats. Two love sacks in the back, completely unsafe. all gather each other up. I was really low energy, but Chad was fucking on one because he's trying to film a vlog. He was actually like on meth pretty much. But he was on Adderall. Shit. So, you know, it's basically on meth.
Yeah.
He was like wide eyed, trying to get content, pretending to be a pirate and shit.
is Chad still on the pirate roleplay?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. We were on the way to pick up Mason's. He was just fucking... You know,
oh, so well, you didn't pick me up. I had to get an Uber there, mate.
Well, no, yeah, true. But we went out to Geelong to come grab you. And on the way
down the road.
On the way, we were singing sea shanties and the like. I was so low energy. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm about to commit to this fucking 9-hour journey, which is how long it takes to get to Adelaide.
That's fucked.
We go to Geelong. Immediately, we get recognized, the bunch in Geelong, just getting out of the van. For some reason, kids in Geelong just know who we are, yeah. Especially you.
Well, like, no one saw me that night, but... You know, I get like drinks bought for me and shit in town, which is pretty pog.
Yeah, just like everyone was just super friendly there.
Geelong's a nice place, man. Although it is meth head capital, it's fucking, it's a nice place.
Doesn't Geelong have one of the best schools in Australia or something? It's like Geelong High or something is like...
That's the one I went to. Well, they're doing
Is it like a private school there?
No, it's public.
Probably, well, I think it's like one of the
best public schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
They're doing like a $2 million renovation at the moment.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they got it given by the government or something.
Elon Musk is making a huge battery network in Geelong.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Elon's making
Elon's doing like, you know, like those giant battery networks that he didn't like, I think it was Vegas or whatever, but he's doing the same thing in Geelong.
What the fuck?
So there's going to be a huge power grid.
Pretty random.
There you go. Fucking battery city. Yeah. Unfortunately, we weren't really exactly charged up and ready to go now, were we?
Very punny.
We get in the van. Mason finds out that we're not actually driving 2 hours away. It's a fucking 9-hour journey.
Yeah.
And you're kind
of... What was your reaction?
I was like, well, I mean, I kind of knew because I subtly heard about it the night we went to Crown.
Yeah.
So it was like in the back of my mind. But when I found out, I was like, I kind of already knew that. Wait, it's 8 hours. Yeah. Fuck this. And I was just like...
Jumps out of the
You room. Were on the fence, but you bought some piss, so you had some drinks.
Yeah, I had like 8, 10
sleep
drinks.
Sleep juice.
Yeah, sleep juice.
That kind of mellowed you out a little bit.
Yeah, it helps with the ride for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, we get in the van. I'm smoking lots of weed on the back.
Chad's driving.
Oh, Chad is driving very, very fast. You know, we're trying to make good time. I'm on the back on these big lovesack beanbags, just fucking bouncing up and down. Every time I do this, I think... This is so stupid. I could probably die. Like if we crash, I'm fucked. But I was chilling.
Chad was being an absolute dickhead on the road.
He was going like 150.
He was swerving, fucking going 150. Turned the lights off at one point. I was like,
it was at night?
Yeah,
it was at night. So the roads were pretty empty, and you know. For the most part,
it was
straight.
Like, it was like halfway through Adelaide in the fucking wilderness.
He didn't actually put anyone in that severe danger, but it sure as hell felt like it when you were in there.
Well, he was sober. It's not like he was fucked up.
Yeah. But man, this was a long ass ride, man. Like for most of it, I was just spending my time curled up in a ball trying to get some fucking sleep. But eventually we get there. We cross the border. We pull into Adelaide at what, 6 in the morning?
Yeah, 6.
Immediately, we were staying at a hotel. We crash. We wake up. What else happened on the trip? We meet up with Raka Raka for dinner that night.
Yeah.
That was
really good.
Fucked up.
I got so fucked up.
Yeah, dude. Cam was sculling wines and shit.
Oh, holy fuck.
Chad was just like, drink this, and like forcing him to fucking scull it. And then we had like, dude, there was like this, me and Peckett needed to go to the toilet. We went in and like, I've never fucking had this before, but there was the most... Like, it was pretty bad, the smell.
It was rancid.
It was fucked.
Why, in the bathroom?
In the toilet, like shit, in the men's bathroom. It was, like, lingering, and it was there for, like, 2 hours, like, the whole time.
Well, you told me to go up there at the start of the night, and I thought that you just took a shit and wanted me to smell it. No. I was like, all right, good bit. Stinks in there, very funny. I go back in, like, 3 minutes later, it still smells like rancid.
I went in with Peckett and like... Pull my cock out. I'm like, nah, turn around, leave. Fuck
what
that.
His cock was actually still out when he left. So yeah. Oh, shit, put that away.
Well, did you figure out what the smell was?
We asked them. They were like,
someone took a shit.
We asked the waitress and she was like, toilet smell, get over it.
Wait, that's what she said?
More or less.
What the fuck? Nights. Someone did a rank shit.
I think the plumbing was busted.
I don't know what he must have eaten.
The point is, we sunk many, many drinks. Our lawyer was actually there and I got into an intense drink off with him.
That's so funny.
I hadn't been this drunk in a very long time. The fun thing about Adelaide, beautiful state by the way, very green, lots of trees everywhere. They have these rentable scooters, like electric scooters, which is what we kind of use to get around. So after dinner, very fun dinner, lots of levity, lots of fun. We get on the scooters and drive back to the hotel, just fucking wasted.
Yeah,
I was on the back of Packets, just screaming at people like, "We're on a fucking scooter, cunt!" Like, and apparently, I can't remember this myself.
Yeah, but. it was interesting for sure.
Get back to the hotel, chilling, having some drinks, smoking some weed. I'm on your balcony. We're kind of sitting outside, remember, on that table.
I was definitely not on your level.
I hadn't been this drunk in ages, man. Yeah. I was drinking other people's drinks for them the entire
Holy
night. That's
shit.
The problem.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and pretty quickly I realize, oh, I'm not really in great shape. I could tell this because I was sitting down like on the table like this. And I kept trying to like sit up straight and just be sober, but it was so turbulent even just
it's
to
like
adjust
that,
my body.
It's feeling when you lift yourself up.
And eventually, of course, I realized that I have to vomit, and I simply turned to my left and just spew all over Mason's balcony on the hotel.
Went for a good like 2 minutes.
It was a steady stream. Sort of releasing
it was
the valve.
Pink.
It was, well, probably.
It was from the red wine, man.
I don't think I've ever seen Fitz throw up.
I very rarely do throw up, but I'll tell you what, every time I do throw up, it's when I'm staying at a fucking hotel. That's why. Blind drunk. I don't know what else you got up to that night, but I just went straight up to my room, sat on my bed, vomited by my bedside on the carpet, and then rolled over and went to sleep.
Oh my God.
I just kept drinking. So,
how did that get cleaned up?
The next day, man. I just slept with it there. I puked by my bedstand. I was so drunk that I couldn't possibly even transported myself to the bathroom.
Holy fuck.
It was not a responsible level. Yeah. It was intoxicated to be.
Hotels need like a stretcher service. Yeah. Which fucked up.
I can't even remember how I got up to the room, but I...
scooted up.
I slept off. You, however, stayed downstairs with everyone. And Ryan, ordered a bunch of room service? What happened?
He ordered like fucking 4 steaks.
Room service is OP.
Peas and shit. Broccoli.
He just ordered steaks. Didn't he order them blue as well?
Yeah,
And like,
blue means like barely cooked. Like that's still blue in the center.
Like a hairdryer and like, yeah, it's good enough.
It's like just, it's like nothing.
Shit. And we're all fucked up in our room and It just had to be mine and Darcy's room, didn't it? And
God damn.
Brian was just throwing peas at Darcy and just making a mess.
God damn it.
Chad was eating pasta, just fucked.
Watching
World of Warcraft videos or whatever.
Pretty sure Danny, one of the Rucka Rucka guys, I think they both came that night.
Yeah, they did.
They were pretty fucked up too.
They're legends though. They're such good fun.
Oh, they're such good energy. It's crazy seeing like twins be on such a almost the same wavelength.
They're like little cartoon characters. The
they
two
are,
of them, bro.
Dude. They like have the same pitch and like they just do everything at the same time.
It's funny as hell.
It's so cool, yeah.
Yeah. So that was our first night.
How many nights did you stay total?
Three.
It was three, four?
Three.
Yeah. I think it was only two, but it felt like three because we got in at 6 in the morning. Yeah, so we slept and then had this dinner, slept again. Next day, we kind of just chilled. We went in the pool, went in the sauna, sweated out all the liquor. And then that dinner, I mean, we were pretty dead, but like we had dinner on the balcony again. Josh Dubs showed up.
Cool.
Yeah, good to see Josh. Danny came again. It was a pretty chill evening. Not really too much happened. I went to the casino with Chad and Danny and Josh. Josh came as well. I really didn't feel like going. I fucking hate the casino, but I went because Chad's an addict and I wanted to be a good friend. Wanted to support him. I went in with $500. I left with $900. Was pretty happy with that. Played a bit of blackjack.
Nice.
We slept. The next day is the day that we're supposed to be heading home. This is kind of where, I guess the crux.
The falling out starts.
Yeah. So the van stinks.
I don't know what that even means.
The van was so rancid after the journey down. Like we had Macca's in there. They were like spilt drinks. The van is just in an absolute state. It stunk as well.
We had to take it to one of those washing joints, where they wash the fuck out of it. And we take it there, and it's like this. I don't know what it was called, but it's like $30 for a light wash, medium wash, and then there's like the super wash.
So that's for the interior.
The exterior. They did everything. They cleaned the love sacks too. The van was in a state though. Like we were staying at quite a nice hotel. It was quite fancy, right?
Yeah.
And we're pulling up in this ridiculous big van. You know how when you reverse, it beeps really loudly.
Horrible.
Like we're just an absolute scene stumbling out of this thing. And like we're not only that, we're dropping it off to the valet, so they have to get in and drive the stinky fucking van as well. So we're like, okay, we have to get this thing cleaned.
Yeah.
Get it cleaned. It takes like 4 hours. We spend the day in town just getting brekkie and just kind of chilling. And then
Chad gave the guy $700
really to clean it
for like $150.
It was a bit of a job, mate.
Yeah, but the The question is, though, were they the ones who fucked it up?
Okay, yeah, because what happened we're trying to leave Adelaide and drive home, and we're driving out, and we're heading into the Adelaide Hills, and Ryan notices that the engine light's flicking, and that the van's not really going that fast. So he turns, for some reason, into a mountain road and goes up a hill.
Yeah.
Drives all the way, up a hill. And then it's like, oh no, the van's fucked. We need to call roadside assistance.
It was in limp mode.
Yeah. So it was only going like 60 Ks.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hot. What was it, like 5 p.m.? The sun's still pretty high in the sky. We're on the side of a mountain with no shade, just heating up. I think the main problem is that the van was just fucking overheating.
Yeah.
But the van breaks down and we're like trying to get home that night. We're trying to not arrive at 6 a.m. last time, because it sucks driving through the night. And Ryan has to sit on the side of the road for like, how long were we stranded for? Like 2 hours?
Two and a half hours.
He's on the phone to, the roadside assistance. So we're kind of bored. And Danny starts looking on his phone and is like, oh, there's a geocache like 300 meters down the hill. You know, like geocaches where it's like an app where I actually have never done them before. But I believe it's like people hide little boxes or caches in the wild. And then they a little thing in a on the app is like a thing that shows you where it is, and like it's your mission to go find them. It's like a little thing people do for a hobby. Oh, okay. You find it and maybe you like leave something else there for the next person, right?
Sometimes they'll have little bits of paper and you can write your name on it and then it'll like show how many people have found it and stuff like that.
So we're on the side of this mountain and the blistering hot Adelaide weather, must have been like 35, some shit like that. And Danny's like, oh, there's one like 300 meters down the hill. Oi, Chad, come on, let's go find this geocache. So Chad's like, fuck, all right, I guess. Chad's like lying on the side of the road.
And I'm like, fuck that, I'm just staying in the van. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
You were fucking done. So myself, Danny, and Chad, you had the bright idea of walking down the side of the hill, which is very steep and like quite a long way down as well. Like it's actually all... let me try and explain. So there's the motorway, and then there's the area where we turn off. We're up here on the top of the hill, and we have to get all the way down, cross the road again to find the geocache. Chad's a big fella.
Shit.
Danny's quite agile. I'm holding the camera. I'm not even wearing shoes.
Fuck.
I'm wearing the KFC slides, which are just like these shitty foam slides with my toes exposed. And we have this genius idea of like walking down the steep, dusty, nettle covered hill to try and find this geocache. Chad's leading the way. We start going down. We get around like a quarter of the way down and we realize just how fucking far it is and how much of a mission we have ahead of us. But we've already committed to the bit for Chad's vlog. So we keep on making our way down. Chad is like literally falling down the hill most of the way. Like he's sliding on his ass. I'm in a state. Daddy's like trying to save me as I'm like sliding with the fucking camera. We're just making our way through like thorns and bushes. Eventually we come across this huge patch of stinging nettle.
Oh my God, it's worse.
And Chad's like, guys, this is stinging nettle. We have to be very, very careful. We're like tiptoeing through this field. Chad's legs are like literally cut up. It looks like he fought a bear. He's like bleeding on his legs. He's covered in dust. We stumble down. It's hilarious. You'll see the footage probably. It was really good. It's probably going to come out in Chad's vlog.
His leg up.
Man, we were just fucked.
The group split up at that point. There was like, you guys went one way, another couple went the other way, like Mitchell and I can't remember who else it was. Mitchell and Darcy, and then us in the van.
Yeah.
And like while we're waiting, get whatever it's called, RSA or whatever the fuck it is. Like Ryan canceled the original like request to get us fit, like the thing fixed.
Right.
And like he cancelled it because he's like, oh, the car's working again, let's go. And then start driving up the road, and then it fucking goes back into limp mode.
Yeah.
And then we pull over, and then like he's like, fuck, we got to call him quick to get him back here before it takes another like 40 minutes.
You mean to call us or call
thing, yeah. And he calls him and they answer, and then the guy just drives right past us back down the hill and just fucks off. So it took like another 40 minutes just for them to get back.
No way.
Where did you think we went? Because we kind of just
disappeared into the mountains, dude. Like, fucking,
into the wild.
And didn't you cross the freeway at one
point? Yeah, we had to cross the fucking freeway. It was very dangerous. Like, it's a miracle none of us like actually fell down a considerable height and got killed. Like, I was concerned for Chad.
Fuck.
But he was like, fuck it. We just kind of went. We eventually get all the way down. We cross. We're all like completely covered in dust.
And you thought it was a great idea, didn't you?
It was fun. It was like a quite a fun boys' adventure.
A bit of a quest.
We have to cross the freeway, which is highly illegal and dangerous. But we make it. We try and find the geocache on the other side of the hill. We're looking for so long, we just can't fucking find it.
We couldn't find it.
I think someone must have taken it.
It's still incomplete.
Still in the top left of his
journal. It's like 99% progress, bro. I'm pissed. There were no NPCs to help us. So we're like, okay, look, this is ridiculous.
You had to go into the bushes and spam E.
Yeah. So we give up. We spammed all the bushes, to no avail. And we have to walk along the side of the road again and meet up with Ryan. At some point, the van did get fixed.
There was something wrong with, like, because I think with whatever it's called, limp mode, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but like it goes into like overheating.
It
caps at a certain speed, so you can't like overheat the engine
to protect the vehicle.
And there was like a screw loose or something that it's supposed to, I don't know if it's like if you loosen it, I don't know, whatever, but it was like loose, so
they probably just bumped it during cleaning.
They could have undone it because maybe they had to clean the fucking hood or whatever. I don't know.
Who knows?
Mystery.
Anyway, after like a 3-hour ordeal, eventually the van gets up and running. It's now like 5 hours later than what we wanted to be leaving at.
Yikes.
It's like by the time we're actually leaving Adelaide, it's 11. And we're just aware that we're going to be arriving at 6 in the morning again. We buckled up for the drive. I took the first shift. And honestly, the drive home was better. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, with the clean van,
Clean van. You were sinking piss. I was, on tunes all night. It was
at
a nice
one point
cruise.
On the love sack, though, I was like getting mad air. Like, I don't think I ever fucking got as much air in my life
as this. Was it mad bumpy?
No, it was like fucking like going 100 k's on a road with these roads in the middle of nowhere.
I
got at least like a couple feet high.
So it's like when me and Fitz were on the bed in the RV going to fucking Sydney.
It was literally like that, and I was like in sleeping position and I just levitated.
It's the worst.
Horizontally.
It's the worst. Start floating.
Yeah, dude. Zero gravity. It was so fun though, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, more air.
It's fun until you want to sleep.
Yeah.
It was chill though. We stopped on the side of the road. Smoked some Pickle Ricks. We had this little Pickle Rick pipe.
Oh, very cool.
Filled it up with weed. Looked at the stars. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I have to check it out.
He's a pickle and also a pipe.
I think they might have broke it last night when they got back.
No.
I think they did. I was on the couch about to pass out and I heard something break and I looked and it looked like a little pipe.
A little pickle Rick
just smashed on the ground, bro.
I wanted to smoke out of a Pickle Rick plane.
It was very good.
Damn.
Sounds like a mission.
It was a mission. And we got back home today. This morning at like 6.
Didn't get much sleep, but no. I got a decent amount, probably like 5 hours.
We napped, we're chilling, we're here, and we're back on the podcast, back in Melbourne, and it's still fucking boiling. Oh my God.
We're all sweating. Fuck this weather, man. Fuck it.
So that's kind of our week, just a random trip to Adelaide, me and Mace. It was fun though, we had a good time. A good time in the pool, chilling. Fun. Would you say it was worth it?
I would have liked to be home and stream, but
there were a couple of times where I was like, "Oh, why the fuck did I come?" But I enjoyed it. It was a nice little getaway, as always. You kind of just gotta, just realize, "Oh, I'm here now. I might as well
enjoy it."
It was good to see Josh. Yeah. It was great to see the Racker Racker boys.
Yeah, just meeting the other guys was good. Yeah,
fun hanging out with Chad.
I reckon the highlight was meeting Racker Racker. That fucking, they're a pair.
Was that the first time you met them?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, good boys. They should be coming back up to Melbourne, or at least Danny should be coming up soon. So maybe we'll get him on the podcast and hear the full
story.
One of them was actually
he had to go somewhere like the next day and he just started up the bath in our room.
What?
Just turned on the bath. He's like, "I'm going to have a bath," and because he needed to sober up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chad walks in like with a fucking big bottle of wine from the room. And just start shaking it, sprays it all over him while he's in the bath.
That's fuck.
It's just like, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
Funny.
It's an Adelaide adventure.
Whenever you guys go to another, like across state borders, you always get nervous that there's going to be a fucking outbreak and then everything's going to shut down. You guys are going to be stranded.
Adelaide's even, it felt even better than here. You don't wear masks at all.
Apparently Adelaide barely had COVID hit it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I know. It's just, the thing is they take it so seriously that it takes is like one case, three cases, and then they're like, 2 weeks, we'll shut it down.
Mm. Yeah, but no, we're chilling. It's such a blessing to like go to a place and it feels like COVID doesn't exist at all. It's nice.
Yeah.
And Melbourne's still doing okay too, so.
Melbourne's doing great. Doing really good. It's been, what, 18 days since any local transmission? Mm-hmm. Remember when it spiked up again a little bit and then everyone was like, third wave. And then it was like, no.
Yeah, we're on high
alert. Oh, I walked past the quarantine hotel.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah, I was like walking by and I saw there was like a bunch of cops and shit was roped off. I'm like, am I not allowed to go over there? Like, no, you just go around the ropes. I was like, okay, what is this all for? He's like, oh, we have a new case coming in from the airport today. This is like the quarantine hotel. Like right as he said that, you see some chick walk out with like the full face mask, the gown, and all that shit.
Holy shit!
Like, Matt just starts holding his breath.
I did. When I walked past again, I fucking like held my breath. But
that's crazy how
much people they have there just for like one person coming in from the airport. Mm. It was like the whole road was shut down. They had like 20 cops and everything. It's fucking nuts.
Oh, fuck! I mean, better safe than sorry. Yeah, we do not want it here again.
It was so bad
at the beginning. Like the way. You know, they just weren't keeping people in hotels.
And now they don't fuck around.
Jeez. Well, it's like they were keeping people in hotels early. It's just that the fucking private security they hired like would get sick because they would fuck people in the hotel and then they would get sick with COVID and they'd be like, oh, I want to go to Macca's for a lunch break. And they'd fucking spread it to like 20 people and then go back and be like, ah, I'm fine.
Bro, you can't make that shit up. What the fuck?
Nah, dude.
That legit sounds
dirty rooter.
What about on the trip where those guys were talking about me?
Oh yeah. Well, one of the we shouldn't get too much into it, but we went to a bunch of breweries with Chad, which was part of like you know his personal reason for going to Adelaide. Check out a bunch of breweries for an unknown reason. And while we were there, a couple boys recognized Mason, and I didn't even know they knew who you were, but I was taking a shit in the stall, and all of a sudden, there's three boys walk in. And he's like, "Oi, that Zuckle's in there! That Zuckle's in there, bro! I used to watch him when I was like 17, bro."
Like, "How you going, mate?" And he's like, "Yeah, good man. Fucking, how's it going?" I was like, "Yeah."
It's so funny. Like we have people come up to us all the time, but I've never heard people fanboy without realizing that I was listening. Yeah, you know, I just hearing them talk about you, like
they just don't know that you're just in there taking a shit.
Then I walked. Out when the guy who was gushing was washing his hands and I just saw him like, oh. It was pretty funny.
That's funny as
fuck. He's got so many subs, bro. It was good. What happened in Melbourne while we were gone? Matt, you've moved apartments.
Finally moving to a house now. Yeah. I lived in the apartment in the city and you had like the nice view and everything. I'm like, oh, this is so sick. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just fucking over it. I'm like, yeah, I hate this shit. I want to get a house.
I want a garage. I want a lawn.
What was like the biggest reason for moving? Was it space?
Space and just like noise. Then I don't have to worry about noise or like, keep it quiet at night.
The wind fucking rattling would
freak me out.
Bro,
it would fucking like fucking sway the building and shit.
Some of the videos you sent were scary, man. Yeah. Like when it's a windy day or some shit.
It kept scaring away all the private escorts he was hiring. Yeah. That's the thing. Right? You know, they prefer a ground level fucking.
Crazy.
What do you reckon you'll miss about the apartment? The view?
Yeah, maybe the sunsets. The view is nice when you see like the sunset, but like... Honestly, no. I'm like so just excited just to fucking move out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Just having to get like Uber Eats and then bringing that up. Like,
oh yeah, that too. You have to fucking like go downstairs. I remember when the lockdown first happened.
Yeah,
they put like a little sign on the glass door. They're like, no, delivery drivers can't come in and like bring the food up to you. Yeah, and I was like, bro, I swear to God, I'm gonna rip that sign down. Sure enough, like within 24 hours, someone else did.
I will endanger the lives of everybody else here.
God damn right.
Is this so I can get
just for my Mac's. Hey, someone else ripped the sign down, not me.
God damn.
When I lived in apartments, I always went down to meet them. I was like, I don't want them to get lost in the apartment. I don't want them to come up here.
You just wanted to meet them.
I want to shake their hand, you know, maybe spit on my hand first, you know, just exchange some germs.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's just how I personally roll. I don't know. Swagger, what happened with you, bro? You've been streaming?
I've just been streaming, dude. I've been streaming on that epic SMP like 8 to 13 hours a day for like the last 6 or 7 days.
Just cracked up being an engineer.
It's fucking... the only reason like I can stream because like... My whole thing was like once GamerSups for one.
Code
Misfits. GamerSups.gg. We recently got a new flavor, but we were not going to divulge. It's super top secret. Toby's drinking it right now.
It's delicious.
It's fucking incredible. It is the best flavor, and that'll be unveiled sometime soon. So but yeah, a cup of GamerSups, and I go for like 8 hours pretty easily.
Well,
but
in bed?
Dude, doing anything at all.
8 hours.
It's scientifically
even sleeping.
No, not that one.
I got him.
Maybe if you drink a lot early in the day, you'll go to sleep pretty easy.
Maybe.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just addicted to Minecraft, dude. I'm addicted to that new mod they have, like all the people that are on the server.
What is that you're playing? Is that like Tekkit or something?
It's called Create. So it's like. you have like engines like
windmills and shit, right?
Yeah, there's windmills, water wheels, industrial engines with flywheels, like all these different methods of generating power. And then you attach like shafts and gearboxes to it so like it turns. And you can make all these different automatic machines. And so like the first two or three days, I was like trying to figure out, well, how does this all work? And then when I understood the fundamentals, I was like, oh, this is really easy. And then I just started building like crazy shit on the server. Like I made a giant drill machine that'll just drill out level. I took that cobblestone and I had to go through three crushing wheels to make lime sand. And then I built this giant wall using this thing called the schematic cannon that shoots blocks. I feel like such a dork explaining all this shit on the podcast.
Not everyone's playing Minecraft.
But dude, I'm so into this mine. I'm like making all these little machines. I made a fucking train. Made the whole train system. Oh, I did a whole rail around.
Did a whole rail on stream?
Yeah, gamer size.
Fucking hell.
This entire like highway I built around the server, connecting a bunch of like different parts, and then I made a paving machine that laid down like a 9x1 row, and it just had to go all the way around, lay down everything automatically.
That's crazy.
That's sick.
Yeah. Then I made the train, and then I finally had it going today. I unveiled it. And then I had to get off because we had to record a video with Jay Schlatt.
Which is funny because actually while we were broken down on the side of the road on that mountain, I get a message from Schlatt on Discord and he says, yo, Fitz, when you shit, do you stand or wipe? Do you stand to wipe?
Do you stand to wipe or do you sit?
And I replied, used to be a stander, now I'm a full-time sitter. And he was like, that's what you'd like to hear. Have a nice day. And then I said, also, can you help? We're broken down on the side of a mountain. And he said, nope. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
And I wake up this morning after getting back from Adelaide after a fucking 9-hour drive, and I get another message from Schlatt, and he goes, yo, you're around? Did you get home from your van disaster? I was like, yep. And then he goes, question, how strongly do you feel about the sit versus stand debate? Because I would like to get a bunch of sitters and standers in a call to argue. And I'm like, listen, I wouldn't say I feel strongly about it, but I do think I offer a unique perspective. And then he was like, okay, we'll be on Discord in 30 minutes. I'm presuming you got a similar...
Yeah, well, he hopped onto the SMP and was like, hey, you ready to record this video? And I'm like, dude, I'm like midstream. Like you... Because last night he had asked me about it. He said the same thing. Are you stander or sitter? And I was like, oh, I stand to wipe. Why?
It's a stander.
And,
it's a stander?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Are you a sitter then? Wait, what's everyone here?
I'm a sitter.
We could debate after I do
I'm
this.
A sitter
but
shitter.
He pretty much says like, oh, it's in like 30 minutes. I was like, 30 minutes? I was like, I thought you said it would be like sometime this week. He goes, well, it is sometime this week. It's in 30 minutes. And I was like,
That is factual.
It is facts. He was spitting facts. So I had to end the stream. And while I got offline to do that, my train derailed and fell in the ocean. So
all that work.
Yeah. So I have a schematic of it. So all I have to do is get the material.
Another 12-hour stream.
Yeah, probably. but yeah, who is a sitter? And who's the stander?
I'm a sitter. Proud sitter. Yeah, right,
used to stand.
Well, let's just go around so we hear it properly. Toby. Yeah.
Sitter.
Matt.
Used to stand, but now I sit.
Now you're a sitter, so you're reformed just like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mason?
I stand, mate.
Stand.
Yeah.
You stand
at practice your balance.
I'm the same as Matt. I used to
you don't get the same angle, though, you know?
What do
you
mean,
can't, like, get
dude?
The whole angle and
well,
get everything
let's
out.
Let's continue we'll around
a
sec.
Used to be a stander, now I'm a full-time sitter, Jay.
Proud sitter, right?
Proud sitter. Proud sitter. And Swagger, of course,
stander.
Is a stander.
Thank fuck I'm not the only one.
Yeah, right?
Now listen. The conclusion of this debate was more or less, listen, shit happens. Everyone shits differently. Everyone
true,
poops. All right, maybe we should set aside our differences and just accept that maybe you've found the technique that works best for you.
I'll wait a minute. Hold on. I just realized something. You're a stander, right?
Yeah.
You have a bidet. How the fuck does that work?
Well, I stand to wipe. So
No,
I don't angle my ass into the stream. I'm standing, be like, all right, let me make sure I get it right. No, I sit down and then I use the bidet, you know, and then like I stand to wipe. And the main reason I stand to wipe is because when you stand up, like you're done taking a shit. So you stand up and then you wipe your ass, and it's easier to wipe your ass while standing and then look at the toilet paper to see, is there still shit on my ass? And then you go, yes, there's either shit or it's not. It's Boolean. It's like Boolean algebra. It's either a yes or a no. It's a one or a zero.
And
if there's still shit on your ass, you wipe again until there's none, and then you throw it away, and then you're already standing, flush the toilet, put on your pants, and you go.
When you're sitting down on a toilet, your cheeks are a little bit spread. Your asshole's
open. Yeah, you get a better angle.
Exactly, you, as soon as you stand up, your cheeks go together, and you create. You've got a bidet, so I'm going to allow this. But you know, sitting down is the best way. And listen, I go from the front as well, which a lot of people seem think, don't you get shit all over your balls? No, because I'm not a fucking... I'm going to say it because I'm not an idiot. Okay.
Yeah.
And I actually know how to lift up my ball sack a little bit. That's what I do. Yeah. I put my hand, and then I do this. And then you're able to investigate and then you drop it into the toilet. No harm done whatsoever. It's a clean job. I used to stand up. I get it. But no longer.
What?
How are my pubic lice?
Dude, I get a private investigator for mine. I get someone else to check.
Jason Richie's got a little person.
I get someone to check. Is this shit in there?
We had this old bit in the video. It's so fucking immature and stupid, but it was like, instead of a bidet, you just have a person that just like fills up their mouth with water and then squirts it into your asshole for you, like a servant.
Yeah.
Little like guy in your toilet goes...
If you've got enough money, man, like, anything's possible. Yep.
But back to the serious discussion. Why would you bother standing up, Mace?
It's like extra effort, I feel
like,
right?
It's just easier, man.
You're
already standing up, ready to go, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
When I do everything, I rush, so, like...
You're a speech hitter.
I'm surprised you even, wipe at all.
What did Chad say in the group chat? He said he was fanging out of shit. Do you fang out of shit?
Banging out it. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's like stretching, like
it's
like
a turbulent
shit. I don't
shit.
Stress shit, but I shit quickly.
Yeah, it's because you smoke cigarettes. No. It just falls out of you.
Yeah, true. But I just do everything quick, so I'm just like, yep.
Right.
That's it. I don't want to be here.
You don't linger on the toilet. You're not
to sit on the toilet for like 15-20 minutes, just watch a video or something, like just chill out.
Yeah,
now I just want to get it over and done with.
I can't believe that Jay Schlatt convinced all of these YouTubers to get together in the Discord call and debate this. We had, who was there? Ted? We had Carl Jacobs?
I don't know if we should spoil any of this.
It'll probably be out by then, right?
You know what,
it might be out.
Who gives a fuck? There were just a bunch of people there. Minx was there.
Yeah, Minx.
Niskif was there. Yeah.
While he was streaming as well, he just muted his mic so everyone could like look at him talk but not hear him.
Yeah.
So he just muted his mic on stream for like, it was like 15 minutes and he just was like on the call like talking.
They just sat around and there for like 45 minutes debating this shit. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know really where we got with it. At the end, I think we kind of just realized that you got to accept everyone's method.
Everybody's different.
Yeah. As their own.
Were there any surprising methods that were...
Well, Minx kept bringing up finger in her asshole, which was kind of weird.
Okay. Yeah. She's like, do any of you guys finger your asshole? We're like, no, like with toilet paper with her fingers? And she's like, oh, with toilet paper, of course. And then we're like, oh, no. And then she said something about like she needed to prepare for anal. Like, what if on the off chance?
Who knows? Just fucking diddly dee potatoes with that woman. Am I right?
Yeah.
It was a stupid debate. It was very funny. It was a very entertaining little call.
It was meant to be stupid.
I'm guessing Schlatt's going to make a video about it. So you guys look forward to that on his channel and you can see the whole thing for yourself. But anyway, it's kind of like a beating to death discussion, isn't it? The old sit versus stand debate.
I didn't realize it was such a debate. I didn't realize.
Apparently, people.
I was expecting everyone to be sitters.
Mm. I thought that was.
Well, I just thought that was the norm.
I don't understand the whole sitting thing. I tried it like today I'll give sitting another try, and it just like it was just awkward to like either reach in the front or reach through the back. And it was just like,
just gotta like give it a little lean. Yeah,
it depends on your body type. It depends on everything.
Because I don't have like extra space in my on the toilet seat to like be able to stick my hand behind me and wipe. Like I have to lift my cheeks up off the toilet.
I go from the side, bro.
Yeah,
from the side. Yeah, bro. Like I go like under, like.
But like if I'm lifting my ass up off the toilet, anyways, like
carrying a six pack kind of thing.
If I'm lifting my ass up off the toilet, anyways, while I'm sitting down, doesn't that still like, my asshole isn't spread.
But then if you do need to wipe again, you're just standing there awkwardly, you know?
Yeah.
Do a half squat. Why bother with that one? I mean, I get like, if you don't have space like to get in there, I have plenty of room. I like got my legs wide, bro. And I'm just like, no problems.
In and out, fast.
No problems. Clean, efficient, safe.
You know what you standers should do? Stand while shitting. That'd make it even
more about that. Just up straight like a pencil. Just,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's the real question.
Just start wearing diapers.
You're done. Oh my God, hold on.
Well, that's someone said that. Someone said, look, we're all born into diapers and we'll all die in diapers. You know, that's the thing. Yeah. It's a thing for infants and elderly. We will all return to our roots at some point, I'm sure.
Did you ever use one of those toilets where you have to like squat over it? Where it's just like the hole in the ground?
This was discussed as well. Yeah. These kind of more Eastern style toilets.
Yeah, those things are weird. I looked at it. I was like, I tried it for a minute and I was like, yeah, nah, fuck this. I'm not doing this.
Well, believe it or not, that's actually the correct way that a person's supposed to shit is the squat.
Yeah, you know what you can get? You can get these little stools.
Squatty potties.
Yeah.
Squatty potty. Ah.
Get a little stool, lifts up your legs. It's like you're squatting.
Exactly. Wow. That's actually clutch. That's actually a good thing.
I don't have one.
Neither do I.
Here they're great.
Yeah, heard wonderful things.
If it's just like a toilet to with like a recliner, if it's like this fancy, why don't they make luxury toilets? They're like recliners.
You fucking pull like a leather out, seats. Like,
yeah.
Massage.
It's just like a suction cup attaches to your asshole and a vacuum sucks it all out.
Oh my God.
No wiping required.
What?
A heated toilet seat.
That sounds
kind of nice.
That'd be OP.
Right now that sounds terrible. I'm fucking sweating right
here. Have you seen the ones where they put like cloth on the toilet seat? Almost like the bath mat that goes around like the toilet and shit, but it's like
What's that for? Is that just for comfort?
I guess so, but it's disgusting. I piss all over that thing just to prove a point. Just to prove a point.
Can we all agree that those toilets, some people have toilets with like carpet below them?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
That is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
That is fucking rancid.
One of those like IKEA carpet mats under like one of my toilets, but it's like next to my shower. It's for when my feet are wet.
Yeah, you should just that's fine. When you pee, do you fold it over so you don't get any pee on the towel?
No, I lift the seat up and I go right over the bowl and I just like grab my cock with both hands
and you aim
and I aim it.
Is that you meant to aim?
Yeah, I have to cock it. No.
Still getting used to that.
I sort of turn mine on sprinkler mode and it's kind of just sway my hips.
I just stand there and go with the flow, literally.
Imagine like a way to piss would be like you grab your cock and you wring out the piss. Like you just wring it out. It just all goes out. Like a wet towel.
Someday we'll move past the need for a piss and a shit, and then we'll just jump in a dehydrator and it'll suck it out of us somehow, just like literally through our pores.
Reabsorb it.
Yep, into plastic sealed bags. Store them in the fridge for later.
Yeah,
freeze them style.
Use them as a nice pillow or something.
Nice pillow.
I don't know.
It's a good protein, mate.
Fill up the waterbed with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
has
anyone ever slept on a waterbed?
I tried once. Not fun.
Yeah.
It depends on the quality of them.
It just feels like you're like a little bit, it's a little bit uncomfortable because you're kind of like just sinking and moving all the time.
Yeah. It's such a like mid-2000s idea, I feel, the waterbed. They were like, oh, that'll be cool. And then they're like, oh, it's kind of not cool.
Hey, you know what's great? Let's take a giant bed and fill it with like 100 liters of liquid in your bedroom. Yeah, and so if it pops, it floods your entire fucking room.
That's all right. Whenever I have a girl over, it floods my room too.
Wait, because you're sexy.
Women love lesbians.
Women love lesbians. That's a Swagasol's quote. Put on a shirt and get him canceled for it.
But I'm spinning flags.
Spinning flags.
I'm spinning flags.
What are you doing with that flag, Swagger? Weaving
baskets? Making bowstring, dude.
Bowstring.
Yeah, trying to get my fletching up.
Did you ever... Did you Kiwis ever do flax weaving in school?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Weave some flax baskets.
Genuinely, it was just a normal part of New Zealand school.
I also shat in the woods.
That's also another part of New Zealand school, New Zealand childhood.
Weaving flax and shitting in the woods.
That's New Zealand learning.
I shat in the woods once, didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like
my thing.
There's one time I was doing a haka in the woods, and when I did the squat down, I took a shit, bro.
It's just something you got
to
do.
Sorry.
When you shit in the woods, do you stand to wipe, you know? What do you do?
You're squatted and then you stay.
Because you're squatting. Is squatting technically standing?
If a Kiwi shits in the woods, does it make a sound?
Yes.
Yeah.
What does it sound like?
Perf. Perfong.
It's like, kia ora, G.
back when I was like scaling buildings and shit, fucking my mate just took a shit in a construction site.
As if up top. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
it's like,
that would have been awesome. Yeah. Just like, up top and it.
No, you can't do that. No. I couldn't watch that.
Wait, you watched it?
No.
Have any of you guys ever ridden a horse?
Yeah,
horses are fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Horses suck, dude. Fuck horses.
I like horses.
They're so big.
Boy, I thought you hated horses.
No, I
just think they're dumb as rocks, bro.
I'm an advocate for the horse.
I heard KSI could knock a horse out.
They got massive cocks.
They do have pretty big cocks.
That's imagine why being I like them.
Imagine being a horse with a small cock. It's gonna feel bad.
Right? Just like a human-sized cock on a horse.
It's getting teased by everyone else. You're like, no, I got a small cock.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what they do.
Yeah, they do be whinnying about those horses. It's all they can. It's all they're really good for, besides riding and sucking.
Yeah, and losing races and getting shot.
True. Breaking their legs, fucking, you know, get a bullet between the eyes. God damn. Yeah.
Well, what's a horse gonna do with a broken leg, Swagger?
Oh, I don't know.
Exactly. Ew. Fucking shoot it. Put it out of its misery.
Make some glue.
Jesus. Yeah, make some gummy bears.
Gummy bears and some glue. I still can't believe that. It's a shocker.
Who figured that out? Let me like grind this horse up, make some fucking gummy sweets.
Someone that's really fucked up, that's for sure.
Gelatin's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that like candy is like made from animals?
Definitely seems like you shouldn't be eating it.
What do you mean? So much stuff is made of animals.
Yeah, no, but like you look at a piece of candy and you're like, it's just yum.
Like sugar.
Yum. This is sugar and fucking water or something.
Sugar
and
horse.
plastic is made from animals.
Huh.
Some plastic. Or all plastic.
Mostly all plastic. Oh, if you're talking about oil, oil is just, you know, dead dinos, bro.
Does that mean vegans can't drive cars?
Oh, truth.
Vegans can't do shit.
Fossil fuels made from dinosaurs.
Me and Jay were having this debate. Do you think there's more fish in the sea or ants?
Ants. We Googled it, right?
No.
There's 3.7 trillion ants.
Bro, but do you know how much plankton there is, man?
Yeah, think of the little micro fish.
Whales have to eat a lot of plankton and to get a full stomach, bro.
I don't think plankton qualifies as fish.
I would
if they live microorganisms. The
yeah.
No, I think it's fish. I think you're
I'd say they're probably fish.
I don't know, dude. Are plankton aren't fish?
Yeah, no.
They live in the ocean, man. Yeah,
no.
That's a fish.
So do dolphins, kind of, but they're mammals.
Dolphins are fish.
Dolphins are fish, bro.
I thought plankton was just a really angry little green guy on SpongeBob.
Little green cunt that fucks a computer. Kind of weird.
He does have a computer girlfriend.
Karen. She's the original Karen.
She's the original e-girl, bro. She's an e-girl.
Fuck.
Karen's a fucking e-girl.
Computer's just a fucking Twitch streamer he's obsessed with. plankton.
Oh, dude.
He never got that formula, did he?
He was an incel.
Yeah, he was a bit of an incel. Yeah.
Kind of an incel.
Yeah, fucking the clam.
Who the fuck would want to eat at the goddamn chum bucket, bro? Who would want to eat there?
Not me.
I would eat there.
You'd eat chum?
You'd eat chum. I wouldn't enjoy, right?
I would do it for the novelty. What is chum?
It's like just ground up fish, I'm pretty sure.
Why is everything ground up creatures?
It is. It's just fish that's been like fucking murked.
Can you eat plankton?
That's so small you probably couldn't.
Yeah, if you get like a spoonful or like
a spoonful of plankton.
I mean, whales eat a shit ton of plankton just at once with their huge gullets. Maybe if you had a big old gullet.
That's so dumb.
They filter feed the plankton. They just have their, like, it provides maybe a little bit of sustenance, but they mostly eat krill.
A krill like big or like
krill are like this big. Okay. They're like small. They're small shrimp.
I was gonna say, why don't they just eat fish?
Whales would accidentally eat so much random shit as well.
Yeah, a whale actually ate a diver, or it chomped on a diver. It didn't really chomp, but it opened up its mouth and the diver got stuck in its mouth. And you know, with whale teeth, it's just bristle. It's all bristle, so it's like a wall. You can't get out of it. It's pitch black. Mm. You're being like moved around. And what the whale does is, like, it senses that there's something in its mouth that shouldn't be in there. And it just fucking spits it out, spews them out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's not like Nemo where they go through the blowhole.
Didn't that happen in Pinocchio? Didn't his dad get in a fucking whale's stomach?
Yeah, eaten by a whale.
Someone in the Bible Moby Dick.
Yeah, Moby Huge.
Moby Huge, Moby Dick. Yeah, someone in the Bible as well.
Yeah.
So many people have been eaten by whales.
I mean, that's like three people, but okay.
Okay, Finding Nemo as well.
Did Finding Nemo get eaten by a whale?
Yeah,
he's the dad. The dad and Dory.
They got eaten.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they
Finding Nemo's dad's dead.
Spoilers. Not eaten, like sort of just inhaled.
Oh my God,
and then shot out the spout.
You know who is dead? Larry King just died.
Wait, he died?
Yeah,
Larry
he
King
did.
Just died.
Wait, really?
Yeah, died yesterday.
COVID, I think.
Holy fuck.
One of the great interviewers of our time.
Yeah.
It'd be so wild to have Larry King on the podcast. I couldn't imagine him.
He's dead now.
Well, yeah, that's part of why it would be so wild. But if he was alive and here, I just imagine what that dynamic would be. You know, what kind of questions would he ask us? Larry King apparently is famous for never researching his guests before he interviews them. So like a lot of his guests, he just has no fucking, like,
who the fuck are you?
He had this Eric Andre interview, he had no idea who the fuck Eric Andre was.
I mean, that probably in a way could make for a better interview.
Yeah,
well, that's his theory. I don't know, you know, Larry King, and now I never will, sadly. But apparently, like, he just felt like he was such a good interviewer that he could just get to know them on the show and then there would be good content, which is fair enough. He was a very great interviewer and obviously there's some interesting questions and some funny dynamics. But
that guy worked until the day he died. I have a lot of respect for that man.
He's a very hardworking fella. Very up there in showbiz. RIP to a legend.
RIP. Yeah. Speaking of almost RIP, there was Betty White was trending the other day, and every time Betty White trends, I'm like, oh my god, she's dead, and she just turned 99.
Bro, dude,
I'm that's crazy. She gets a skill cape now.
She just keeps leveling up.
That's max level in Diablo. She has all the spells unlocked.
Yeah,
dude.
Fuck.
Almost 100 Betty White.
It's my favorite bit whenever I'm with people that are either really, really high or like on a psychedelic or something, and like they're all chilling out. I go into the bathroom, like I take a piss or whatever, and then I get on my phone, and then I walk out of the bathroom on my phone, and then I go, holy shit, guys, Betty White just fucking died. And then they're like, what? And then I look at my phone, I'd be really convincing, like full on played up, like acting, blah, 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 like fucked. Really try to convince them. And they'd be like, no way, it's fucked up. I'd be like, guys, I'm fucking with you.
I think I've seen you do that before.
Yeah, I've done it a couple
but
times.
But like, I don't know who the fuck Betty White is.
Yeah,
shame on you.
I guess so.
She's an old
who
woman.
She's just an old woman. Oh, really?
She's like the queen.
No, she's a very famous actor. She's been acting for many, many years.
The name does sound familiar.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like I probably wouldn't watch a movie.
Nah, you're probably too young. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of too young.
She was probably
for Betty
in
White.
Something that you've seen. But
she's
like,
just a household name, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm afraid to change my Discord avatar now. Like, I've had that gif of her.
Betty White dancing.
Yeah. I'm afraid to change it because I know if I change it, she'll die and then I'll, like,
oh my
I'll
god! Never that's
live with
that's
that
why. Oh my god!
She's alive. It's like, imagine as soon as you change it, it's just like Betty White dead at age 99.
because
Ina Torres changed the profile picture.
Now you've said it on the podcast too, so the articles will be writing about
it. Yeah, I can't change it at this point, man.
Who is to blame? Probably Matt. Like, let's think about it.
I had a conversation with someone the other day. We were discussing what Donald Trump, what color his skin is under the fake tan, and
green.
I said Betty White.
But,
you know,
it's pretty good. just like old pale.
Old
not
pale.
Just normal pale, but old pale.
Mm. I reckon he's green.
Well, no, I meant I bet he's white.
Oh,
you know, that's all right.
Betty White.
Yeah.
Betty White.
Mm. Took me a minute.
Yeah, no worries.
You got any other quick jokes for us? Any quick one-liners there, Toby, you've been working on?
No, thanks.
Nothing in the pipes?
No, call me and just have a think.
Yep.
Boy, mate, I heard your mate got hurt, right?
Well, what?
Your mate got hurt?
What do you mean?
Your mate.
Yeah, your mate got hurt.
My mate?
Yeah, I bet he's white.
Oh, that was so not good. No. It was a good attempt.
Wait, what is
that? Jokes just fly past my mind.
No, don't worry. Flew past my Betty. Betty upset with you for that one. Betty upset.
what has happened?
God, I don't know.
It's too hot in here.
I woke up too early.
We're going into limp mode.
We're all damp.
We're going into limp mode.
Overheating.
Oh, no.
Fuck, my engine light's been on for the last 30 minutes. Man.
Fuck, dude.
Fuck.
Holy shit. God.
Hey, Swagger, how long does Coke last? Like the high from Coke, how long does it last?
Why are you asking me? I'm the only person.
I just meant that you know a lot about drugs.
Yeah, Coke is like one of the drugs that I haven't bothered to research because I know I have no intention of using it.
Oh, okay.
And I never expected a lot of people like in our circle to, you know, maybe do cocaine. So.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
You're making it sound like people just are doing cocaine all the time when really it's only partially a problem.
It's only like a little bit at the time.
Okay, well, can someone tell me how long a cocaine high lasts?
Isn't it like 30 minutes?
It's like on average like a 45 to an hour thing. And for the record, just to our listeners at home, we're not doing a bunch of cocaine, don't worry, okay? Just like, maybe like every Wednesday.
Is it actually 30 minutes? 30 minutes.
Yeah, 45 to an hour. If it's such a short high, you may as well take it. Someone asked me the other day, they said if you had to take any one drug, like if you didn't take a drug, you were going to die, what drug would you take? And I just said I'd do Nangs because they last like fucking 10 seconds. But
it's crazy how
maybe I should have done Coke. It sounds like it's quite chill.
Coke's overrated.
Should have done.
You crazy how something like Coke can last that long, and then you got like LSD, which can last like
eight hours.
I feel like that's terrifying.
Crazy.
Nah, it's lit.
No, I'm not even.
How long does MD last?
MDMA is
like 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah, 4 to 6 hours.
Are there any that last like days? Probably.
If you're taking
a lot
of acid
or a lot of shrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coke's overrated, guys. Don't do cocaine. Cocaine ruin your brain. That's what they say.
Cocaine ruins.
Just stick to doing like heroin.
Methamphetamine.
Ketamine. You know,
dude. My sister sent me a text today, and she said like, you know, she has edibles. She recently got edibles, and she was asking me like, hey, like, you know, if I take like a lot, like this much amount of edibles, like, I'm worried that I'm gonna have a bad trip, and I was like, well, either take less or just smoke. And she goes, nah, it's okay. I'll just do ketamine. I was like, okay. I was like, all right. It's prescribed ketamine. Prescribed.
We're just lit. Why not do both? I think that's a very sick combo.
Edible ketamine.
It's a Taco Gill meme. Why not have both?
She offered me 100 milligram lozenge, and I said, no, thank you. I don't know what ketamine is like. I've never taken it.
I don't know. Maybe we should ask those horses we keep criticizing so much.
True.
What do you guys think
about
ketamine?
Maybe that's why they're so dumb. They just keep doing ketamine all the time.
It's like, oh, horse, got any ketamine? No.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
Bottoms.
Yesterday, I was at a party. There was one of those, you know, big music countdowns of the year where they count down the most 100. Popular songs of the year, Hottest 100.
I.e. the most shit songs of the year.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I didn't listen to any of the music. I was in a different room playing our own music, but that's okay. Mm. It was more about the party.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some MD going around.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, you know, I haven't done drugs in a very long time. Maybe I should just try some MD.
Mm.
I didn't, but...
Aww. Good for you. Good.
But, yeah.
That's the story. These are great cautionary tales. Two tales where you were just like offered drugs and you simply said, no thanks.
Damn, we reformed.
Well, no, I just, you know, it's the first time in a very long time that I was like, maybe we'll try some drugs.
Yeah. Well, Australia's got a very casual drug culture, similar to places
especially
like,
with MD.
Yeah, it's very similar to places like the UK and New Zealand is very common too. America, I think, is quite... America, there's plenty of ecstasy going around, but I don't think it's the same culture here.
I could not source MDMA back home for the life of me. Not that I would go out of my way to source it, but I'm just saying like it was something I was never offered and something like I knew nobody who could get a hold of it. Mm-hmm. Weed, easy.
Yeah. Well, you have a whole war on drugs over there, which is kind of a lot more enforced and like drilled into people. So I think to a lot of Americans, like the idea of even taking ecstasy probably sounds like, whoa, that's a hardcore crazy thing. Whereas most Australians are fucking, there's a huge sesh culture in Australia where kids are just fucking on the shit every weekend, which by the way, it's a very bad idea. Don't be doing MDMA or coke or ketamine or any of these other crazy shit all the time. Just if you're going to do them like a little bit here and there.
If you're going to do one drug every day, like weed. Like, honestly, like, is the most sustainable. It's still not a good idea.
You don't need a drug every day.
Yeah. Caffeine.
Definitely.
Gamersubs. Gamersubs.gg. Use code Misfits for 10% off. This is the only drug you should have every day.
That's right.
It's that good.
It is that good.
Caffeine's
it is that
good. Pretty it's addictive. Good.
Get your aimbot.
Australia is very like nonchalant with the drug stuff. I feel like
extremely so.
Every like if you hang out with someone, you know, that goes clubbing or anything in Australia, they do drugs.
You'll get offered pills for sure.
It's like everyone it's just normal. It's just what you do.
Like that dude on the plane, remember? But when we were coming back from LA, just casually done meth.
That's
from Australia.
I don't want to say his name.
But he was from Australia.
Yeah, I have him on Facebook.
Funny. You still have him?
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 years. Oh, that's so funny.
Just casually see him a couple every now and then on a post in a suit, you know, some venue or something.
Yeah, just does meth.
Yeah.
But
he gave me melatonin, I remember.
Yeah, he had melatonin for us.
I wouldn't accept it.
I didn't even know if it was.
Yeah, who knows, dude.
But we were asleep for 8 hours. You got a
fucking fucking Xanax, bro. Fucking Xanax.
We were asleep for 8 hours,
so. Yeah.
Oh, melatonin comes in bars, huh? Yeah. This is new.
Guys, don't do a bunch of drugs. Just do a little bit of drugs. Maybe if you feel like it, or don't do a little more at all. That would be my personal advice.
Yeah. Says,
like or maybe says, do all
like
drugs.
The shirt says.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't do drugs. Smoke weed.
Smoke weed. That's what it says. Guys, we're kind of at an hour here.
Okay.
Anything else that we want to discuss or bring up?
Oh, it's fucking hot.
It's fucking hot.
It is. At least 50 Celsius out here.
It's steamy. Right. We're back under the lights of the set. It feels good to be back on the set in person.
It's a shame that the car is gone.
Yeah.
But you know.
Things will develop and evolve here, I'm sure. I'll try to get some more stories for you guys for next time. We've got a couple of adventures coming up, which
we got a big trip. Got a big quest. All the misfits and a big quest. Just the boys.
Yeah.
Oh. Be fun.
And girl.
Oh, Toby's actually not invited.
I'll stay home. like the ski trip. I see how it is.
Guys, good to have you guys back here and listening.
Absolutely.
We love you, except that we don't. We don't actually know you, but we like you enough. Well, I don't know. I like most of you.
Well, I appreciate you for filling our pockets.
Cheers for that.
Yeah, you're all.
And we'll see you next week, G. Bye.
Bye.